You're listening to the new 101.7 The Truth, founded in partnership with Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 101.7 FM, 1510 AM, WGKB Waukesha, and W269 DL Milwaukee. A locally owned Good Karma brand station.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. We got a lot of things. We got a guest coming in. We got Doc B. in studio.
Good morning.
And Doc B, I appreciate you for sitting in with me on this Friday, having another powerful conversation.
It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a strong run to step to Rock Camp, baby.
Hey, or hey. Timberland for some of those people.
Right. Real talk. Hey. Hey, real talk.
All right. But you got an event coming.
No doubt.
Bruh Man. You know, Bruh Man for Martin.
Fifth Flow.
Bruh Man.
See the fourth thing? Fifth Flow.
From the Fifth Flow.
Fifth Flow. I just want to make a sandwich.
He wanted some sandwich. Yeah.
Sandwich.
So it's a play now.
Yep.
This is happening. It's a stage play. It's March 22nd.
Next Saturday.
At the Pabst Theater.
Yep.
At 8 p.m. And you will be on the mix.
On the mix. I am the orchestra.
Hey.
The My Man Orchestra, no doubt. Doc B, I'm your host and your orchestra at the same time. But I'm going to duck down when I'm not playing right in the right in front of the stage. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to sit my butt down so y'all can see the stage play. Bruh Man, need love too.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. When you out here doing your thing, because you was at the community awards, like I said.
Hey, you know Potawatomi. What I mean? We put it on Potawatomi.
We turned it out. Truth Nation sold it out.
Hey.
But we turned it out.
We turned it out.
Hey, salute, Doc.
I had the Benjamin and Morning Show and Noni Juice music. Everybody had their own theme music. Everybody that came up. I tried to assess and study each person's theme and I tried to bring it out. I even pulled out the People's Court music for the lawyer.
Right. Dun, dun, it was powerful.
It was great.
But you got this play. What's going on with this Bruh Man?
Man.
What did it say? Bruh Man need love too.
Right, for sure. Without giving away the whole thing, Mr. CL, my Sagittarius brother from another mother. You already know whenever I can stand on Sagittarius, I'm going to do that. But Pisces, no disrespect. Aries, you on deck too. So the deal is, it's going to be if you remember All in the Family.
Right.
With Edith and Archie. Yeah. So we're going to flip that and make it a black version of that. Bruh Man and Gotti, you know, you told me, hey, you know what? You started this. I repeat it all the time. You said Revenge of the Landlords. Remember when all that COVID stuff flipped?
Yeah, so Landlord's Revenge.
The Landlord's Revenge, Revenge of the Landlords. So, Bruh Man done fell on hard times. So, he had to move in with the fam.
Oh, wow.
So, now, he moved in with his family members, and it's gonna go down. I don't want to give away too much, but it's gonna be conflict like it was on All in the Family. And it's going to be the black version, though. We're going to do our thing. And one thing about Mr. CL, and I talked to him about this.
He came on the show.
We brought him on the spotlight, on the Doc B spotlight.
He spotlighted.
So, yeah, when you think of Mr. CL, Woodson III, you not only do you think about Sagittarius, but, you know, it's of course, natural to compare him to Tyler Perry because he's doing his own plays and movies and things of that nature, even though he made music, too, with Top Prize and all that. But the thing to remember is it's homegrown and that he wants to have a product that even though he's okay with real street language and things of that nature and topics, he wants something that he can play for his mom, his grandmother,
right,
and things like that. So it's very little, if any, cussing in his play.
But that's fine, though.
He don't do that. Even if he did do it. So, yeah, no
but
doubt.
But I think, you know, we put a lot of
emphasis. No, I'm saying it in a good way.
Yeah, it is in a good way because you want more family-friendly ideas.
No doubt.
And many times when you do plays like that, more people tend to be attracted to it.
Right, for sure. So, yeah, I mean, it's an honor for me because it's something that hasn't been done. Or he hasn't done it for his, for sure. I can't speak for every play in America, but I haven't seen it yet. I've always seen a band or orchestra or a sound man playing sound effects and music. I'm going to actually do my thing the way we do it, Milwaukee style, baby.
Look,
call and response.
It's sounding powerful. It's sounding powerful.
I never like to predict what I'm going to do, but I've been known to do a little something when you give me the you know, break the house down.
And we got some stars in this play.
Bro,
we got some real powerhouse people in this.
Hey,
place.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, boss. You want to read it off? You
Omar Gooding.
Hey, that's from what you call it? From Baby Boy.
Right.
The movie. So that was the one that when they went and knocked him out in the park.
Right.
That was Tyrese's boy. That's Tyrese's best friend. So Omar's what you call it? His brother.
Who else?
Cuban Gooding's little brother. Yeah, that's his little brother.
Okay.
That's his little brother. Yeah, no doubt. You can see they look alike. They look alike.
They do look alike.
Yeah, for sure. But go ahead.
But their bank account's different. He got a lot of roles.
And though. No charges and no charges. Yeah, he did. Right. Show me the money. Show me the money would be.
No charges.
No sexual charges.
No sexual assault charges. Wasn't he named in the Diddy situation with the producer?
He
was named in that.
You know,
Cuba.
Cuba's been through some things.
Yeah,
And Omar is a low key. He's a comedian too. So I mean, I got a feeling it's gonna be funny. They've been doing table reads and Zoom practices.
Okay.
So I mean, my man Harrison from here, downtown Harrison, and I'm really feeling excited about the play. And one thing for sure, usually when I'm performing, I don't get to see the show. But the way this is set up, when I'm done performing, I'm going to sit down, get low. I'm going to get low.
That's
get
what
low.
I might pop out and show.
You might, yeah. You might come out and see it.
Hey, I like Bro Man. I like Martin. I
Real
like
talk.
The spinoff.
Martin, you know.
And this is a Milwaukee producer straight from the crib.
From here, baby.
Straight from the crib.
No doubt.
We got to get out and support it.
I'm proud, man. I'm proud not only to be doing, you know how sometimes we only down when it affects us or we're
right.
making some money off of it. No, I'm just proud of it, period. Like I said a minute ago when I said, you know, DJ Nudie, when I was talking about the other younger DJs, I ain't got nothing to do with, you know, like Nick Stokes or any of those guys. I don't have nothing to do with them, but I'm proud to see them come up and do their thing and see the culture rise. So if I can, we got something that's homegrown in Milwaukee and culturally based.
Right.
And it's a good product, too. You ain't got to keep making excuses for it. You also like, oh, man, well, next time we'll have the real, you know. Nah, we got the real stars. We got the real local stars and the real national stars.
Mm.
Combo.
Well,
so, and it ain't like we at the hole in the wall that we couldn't figure out how to even get ain't even regulation. We at the Pabst Theater, boss.
That's what I'm saying.
We at the Pabst, yo,
hey, look,
on a Saturday night.
Get dressed up, go down there.
Man, what's up?
Chill out.
What's
have
up?
Have a good time. Listen to some good tunes.
Real
and
talk.
See what happened to Bro Man. See if he finally find love.
Man, that's what I'm saying.
Because we didn't know if he had a girlfriend or not. We don't know.
I know. It was almost like time. It was almost like time. Where did he work?
Yeah, where did he
do?
He just wanted some sandwiches. That's what's up.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Once
so,
again,
yeah, that's next Saturday.
Bruh Man from the fifth floor needs love, too. I guess they saying he need love, too. Stage play March 22nd at the Pabst Theater. You can go to PabstTheater.com to purchase the tickets.
Real talk. No doubt. And you can go to the Riverside box office because the Riverside, the Pabst, and Turner Hall is all under the same umbrella. But at the Riverside Theater, Tuesday through Friday between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., you can just go up to their box office and get tickets as well.
It's sounding powerful.
It sounds powerful with Doc B. And I'm going to bring it, baby. I'm going to bring it. Y'all going to be staring right at me. So if I'm foul, it's not going to feel good.
Well, look, Doc, Thank you for bringing this to our attention, because everything you're doing, we want to make sure that we keep track of all you're doing. Hometown, get down.
Respect.
Hey.
But you're saying I can't have a cousin sub on the cleanup day unless I actually
you gotta come.
I got to grab a bag.
You got to come and clean register. Up. You got to come help out.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, can I test the sandwiches to make sure they're good?
And not only that, you can pick. It's three locations, so you don't have to go to all three. You can go to the one that fits your schedule. The one that fits
my. Okay.
So if you don't want to get up at 9, it's one at, 10.
Okay. I like that.
If you was out DJing doing whatever you was doing,
I could get up a little bit late.
I could get up at 10 and get outside. Or you could come at the 11, the scheduled 11 space, and then boom, you can go. Boom.
But whichever one I pick, I get a sandwich.
Well, you got to stay to the end, though. You got
to stay to the end. I can't clock out early.
But you can do the cleanup and then wait and then come back at the thing. Go do something and come back.
And by the way, back to the play.
Or you could just stay with us all day.
Back to the play. Next Saturday, March 22nd, Pisces, I see you. Aries on deck. We're going to find out what the number one zodiac sign is. Doors open at 7.
Doors open at 7?
So the play starts at 8, but doors open at 7. So come on, get situated. Get yourself a little drinky drink, and I got the music. As soon as you walk in, you're going to hear it as you putting your ticket in, as you giving your ticket to the ticket taker.
That's what's
up. So doors open at 7. Showtime is 8.
Well, I appreciate you for coming through. Matter of fact, we got a guest coming up next that her nonprofit will receive a check from the community awards, because certain percentage of the ticket sales went to a nonprofit.
At the Serenity Room at the Potawatomi.
At the Potawatomi Casino Hotel. And Hotel. Okay. Salute to Potawatomi.
I was there.
Outside.
You was there.
But let me tell you something. She coming in the room to get that check.
She gonna testify.
Hey, look. When we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
But clout don't buy Bentley, so really, what I got to gain? Always been the hottest in my circle, in my city, my committee. Never took me to the top, but I'm the one to blame. I can't depend on nobody, can't lean on nobody. Thought I needed somebody, all I need is me.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Ben jamming on the ones and twos. Look, we got guests. Look, we had the community awards, and the proceeds from the community award, we had to pick a nonprofit organization, and the organization Mommy's Beautiful Sunrise Inc. was the nonprofit that was selected, and it's ran by Dr. Shanice Backett.
Backe. Yes, Backe.
That's what I got. Didn't I say Backe?
No, you was close though. You was close.
Backe.
Yes.
By and then K.
With the by K. Oh, wait, yes. But that's powerful, because what you do in the community for those families, for the families you serve, tell Truth Nation, what is your organization about?
Our organization, Mommy Beautiful Sunrise Inc., it is basically about empowering our melanin families in Milwaukee, our Black families in Milwaukee. As everyone know that we barely have much for ourselves to be us completely. So we do everything basically wrap around our families in the community. Everything that we do, it comes from our children in the community voice. It comes from our parents' voice. We support families that have children with special needs, aka special abilities. So
that sounded powerful.
Yeah, mostly it's empowering our community as one.
Now, when you talk about clientele, like, who usually calls you for resources? Is that the mother with children? Is it men? What? Who usually walks through the door?
It would depend, actually. Right. So we do doula support as well as breastfeeding. We do have mothers that will connect with us pertaining to that. But we also have fathers that wants to come to our father programs, come to our family empowerment programs as well. So
we will
have fathers, and it'd be crazy because we'll have fathers and be like, what you doing this month? And I'd be like, who is this? Like, not used to it. Like, who is this? Well, how you get my number? Right. And they'd be like, oh, we heard from you from WIC when we went to our appointment with the mom. Or we sent you a flyer in a 53206 zip code. So
okay.
It was just really depends. A lot of people, especially our fathers, get the information from school. And then our moms get the information from either their doctor's appointments and our partners as well.
And when you talk about doula work, that's important.
Yes.
How do y'all work in that area?
We do everything.
Go right ahead.
Birthing, you know, making sure that we are doing what is needed for our parents.
Excuse me. Sorry. Can you explain what a doula is for those out there who don't know?
A doula?
They don't know that term.
Oh, yes.
I just found out, but so I might act like I know, but I just learned this year.
Yeah, he needs to have it written down and told to him.
Oh, a doula is somebody.
No, but you're right.
No, but you know what? That's good, right?
Because a doula is the thing we got on the back of our trucks.
We don't want to
And us truck drivers,
fast,
right? We pulling stuff with the dually. So, yeah. What is a doula?
A doula is a birth worker. All of doulas is a birth worker, but
I want to do that. I want to do that so I get to be where the birth. Never mind. All right.
Okay.
I sound kind of freaky. That sound kind of freaky. I'm sorry. That's not inappropriate.
Like,
that's not inappropriate. I want to be. I want to be in there.
Oh, wow.
But you know what?
I just want to do my part. I just want to do my part.
There are fathers that take doula trainings, and there is an organization, Father of Doulas, by Mr. Josh. He also helped fathers to be the support system for their pregnant mothers.
So it's not a midwife per se, but it's in that lane.
We're under midwives.
Okay.
I can't say we're midwives. No, okay. We don't do midwives, especially our black midwives is the best.
Right.
But we're like assistants.
Right.
Without
right.
assistants.
Like somebody that makes sure that they take their medication, check on them. When a woman tells that they have issues during pregnancy, y'all there to listen and advocate?
Yeah.
That's tough. That's
the big thing we advocate. There are some doulas that actually take on more training. So we do have nurses as doulas as well, CNAs as well. So they have medical background behind them. So, it's advocating for our families. And then everyone know, pertaining to the African-American community, our pain tolerance is completely higher than others, which is not true.
Right.
But within our medical system, that's what they teach their doctors, you know.
Right.
Oh, we know your body better than you know us, better
your
than you
home.
Know yours.
Your
so
home.
As a doulas, we come in and we advocate. And that's saying that that mom and that father is going through a whole nother realm. You know, they're giving life. That's a whole nother realm that's completely opening up. And who knows where your mind is at
right.
that point. So we're there to be like, no, she says she wants this. No, she says she
right.
wants that. And then with, like, most of the doulas, especially I myself and Mommy Beautiful Sunrise, we take it beyond that. We make sure that you have the support that you need within your household. We make sure the kids is well taken care of, meaning if you are a single parent and you don't have no one to watch your kids, we get other doulas as well as daycares to be able to keep your kids while you're in birth. Or we'll get another backup doula to sit there in the waiting room with your kids as well. So
liaison, a positive liaison.
Yes. Right. Yes. Gotcha. It's all supporting and making sure that our black babies thrives. And that's what people have to really understand. Our high rates of infant mortality is high, and it's continuing to go high. Don't let the system tell you anything different. They're going to try to say it's going low. No, it's continuing to go high. But as we all know, as being a black person, and what they have to do, they have to keep our numbers in the Pacific area.
Oh, wow. Right. Yeah, it's
so,
true.
Get in this comfortable box we set up for you.
Yeah. Exactly. But our infant mortality is going high.
Salute to all the doulas and midwives out there. You know, the thing is, when we talk about, you know, what's going on with the hospital rooms, you know, the tennis player brought her story out. She crip walked at the Super Bowl.
Serena Williams.
Yeah. My brain is kind of running. But what I'm saying is she had a story about birthing and labor. But a lot of women, she was on a high level and couldn't get certain services. So what do you think is going on in the streets, you know, with people growing up, regular people having to fight and try to get things that they need at that time? Well, now that we have services out here that can accompany women during pregnancy and making sure that they have the advocate there for their needs.
Yes.
That's powerful.
And I tell people, too, don't let it, because in the way the society, and especially our medical system, in which they're going to kill me because I still work in one, they have a thing where they will say that, it's the education, or it's where they're from. I mean, there was professors and also doctors, like medical doctors that died, African-American doctors that died in the hospital pertaining to birth.
Oh, wow.
So we not going to be like, oh, you know, it's this and it's that. No, it's the way that we're being treated and we're not being heard. So that needs to be changed in the aspect of what we are doing in our birth work. And that's what a doula, especially the ones that I partner with and Mommy Beautiful Sunrise, that what we do. We just go and we don't knock down doors, which I really be wanting to. But we go in and be like, no, you're not going to force her to do this. You're not going to force the dad. You're going to pay attention to dad as well, because he's doing this birthing experience with mom too. And people have to understand that. So we just sit there and we make sure that you're being heard and you're being taken care of the way that you should be taken care of, not the way that the system think you should.
Do they ever, like, when y'all in those rooms, do they ever look at y'all sideways like, okay,
who is this? Oh, yeah. Especially being a black woman, and then you go into the system and you tell them medical-wise what they should be doing. They be like, what? You're like, yeah, I took medical class. Don't do that. Yeah. Being a doula is not just saying I'm a doula.
Right.
You know, we have to also take trainings as well. And like, I have a profession behind my belt as well. I'm in the medical system as well. So we do.
You're a doctor.
Yes, holistic doctor.
Hey.
I had to go to school for that. So learned what the other doctors is learning as well. But I focus on holistic medicine that the earth gives.
And more
us.
People are trying to go through midwives to have babies now.
Yes.
And this is because of the care level, many times midwives and doulas.
Yes.
But that's how it originally started, though.
Exactly. I mean,
it's like they're going back to the original ideas.
Yep. Our ancestors gave birth. Our grandma actually gave birth to us. And people have to understand that midwives and doulas is not anything different. It's just the way society made it look different.
Right.
You know, the trainings you have to go under, you know. In Africa, there's women that didn't even have to go training, but they have over 10,000 births underneath them,
right,
you know, because of their tribe. So it's just, I tell people, always do your education. Midwives and the doulas been here, and we're not going anywhere. It's just that right now that we as black people is just taking our names back and making sure that our community is being served the way it should be, and making sure that our children stop dying before the age of one.
That sounded powerful. Look, we got Dr. Shanice in studio, Mommy Beautiful Sunrise, INC. When we come back, we're going to have Benjamin bring you the check.
Oh, check. Cool.
Hey,
you like that part?
The Community Award. We're going to have Benjamin bring the check in. Hey, we're going to have to get the security to come in here with the check.
To continue to do what Bakay.
Okay.
Bakay. Huh? Shanice Bakay, doctor.
Stop playing.
Dr. Shanice Bakay. Yes, I deserve that.
Yeah,
yes.
This is a
stand on it.
You worked on it. They gave you, you got the degree, you got the certifications and everything.
Yes, I got three
it
PhDs.
It sounding powerful.
Yes, three of them.
You got three PhDs?
Hey,
yes, baby.
We got somebody in the building that know what's going on. Okay.
And it all was taken because of the community. That's the whole thing. How do I serve the community as being what the community called me, the black healer? You know, what can we do to make sure that our families is continuing to being heard and being served? And it was to hire my education to be able to help support and hire my community education as well. Not just the parents, also our children. I tell people all the time, we teach our kids black finances. We go through this company that is called the Black Millionaires. And our kids is learning finances, and they're getting certificates pertaining to that they can use in college. They're learning what college people are learning pertaining to accounting and so on and so on. So
stop playing.
We're not only supporting our families, we're making sure our generations is being uplifted as well, and making generation wealth for our kids to start now. So, and that's run by other kids in the community, especially our junior board. Our babies wanted this, and we did that. You know, we have our junior
financial boards. Literacy.
Yes, and I'm telling
Rare.
You, I thought I was good at it. But when them little kids, them little 8-year-olds to 18 told me what I was doing wrong, I said, oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Let me go back and learn now. But, real you tough. Know, it's all the right. way to support our babies. So.
Well, look, when we come back, we'll present you with the check. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Hungry, sun kissed by the sun rays of the morning. Dollars on my mind, yeah, paper important. I turn to the face, so air ball gorgeous and breathe. Northside with Steve's been focused on working on me, yeah, that's just the least. Women and children been dying, man. When we gon' focus on peace, that should be a breeze. Still that gym of money trees.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Been jamming on the ones and twos. We got guests. We got Dr. Shanice Baquet in the studio.
Hollywood Hucks.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. And Doc B in the studio. The thing is, today is powerful because now we get to present a check to your organization, nonprofit, from the proceeds of the Community Awards.
Our first one.
Mommy's Our Beautiful Sunrise Inc. And we thank you for all the work that you're doing in the community with these families. And Benjamin, if you can present the check, Benjamin coming through.
We might get the lovely Noni Juice.
Noni Juice coming through. Hey.
Keeping it juicy, y'all.
Look. Hey, look. Thank you so much. Hey.
You ain't even look up at the person giving it to you. Okay, there you go. Yeah, you're looking at the check. You know what you did? You know what you did when y'all. You know when you get the birthday card.
She's supposed to look at the check. She's not
seeing it. You know when you get the birthday card and you look at the money first and you don't even read nothing? That's what you did. Yeah, don't do that.
That's true.
But, hey, look. She's just trying to make sure she got it.
Thank you, Uncle Larry. You didn't even read it yet.
She's just trying to make sure she got it. Once again, thank you. We appreciate you for all that you're doing in the community.
Congratulations.
Continue. And if there's anything that we can do to help assist, let us know.
I definitely will.
Because people need these programs. And how could those listening help you out, Doctor?
I will just say, if you guys want to help out, just connect with us on our Facebook. It's called Mommy Beautiful Sunrise, Inc.
That's very fast. Slow that down just a little bit. Slow that down just a little bit. What is it called?
You should really speak it into the mic. You should speak into the mic when you say it.
I'm close enough to the mic.
Ooh. There you go.
She done came out her shell now, dude. She tell me that's what to do.
She at home.
She got I got the money now. Hey. She got the money now. Go ahead, girl.
She at home.
You guys can find
this is
us
a community-friendly environment.
Okay. Well, don't get me started. They don't call me the hood witch for nothing.
Oh, wow.
But you guys can find us on Facebook at Mommy Beautiful Sunrise, Inc., and then there is another one that is Mommy's Beautiful Sunrise, Inc. And it's MOMMYS. I have to say that really? Because people okay. be like MOMMIES. Yes. Our babies named us, and we just ran with it once they came up with the names. You can also reach me or anyone from my my team from at info@mommysbeautifulsunriseinc.org, or you can personally call me at 262-457-9815. Either way, how I go, that is my cell. That's how parents get in contact.
I'm gonna get in that delivery room. I'm gonna get in there.
Hey, come on. We need more males, though. That's what people don't understand. We need more males. You know, we have to let them know that our fathers, our black fathers, our black males are with us in this community as well, because, you know, they always be like, oh, black fathers is not around. Like, yeah, we have our males in our community. And like I said, when you said before, our males contact us for our moms for a doula work, or if they're going through depressions, or even if they lost and they feel that their wives or girlfriends need extra work, or even if they need some type of healing, they contact us personally. So we have our great males out there. But yes, that's the information you guys can reach out. Please, you can call and text that number anytime. I am always available because that's what I do for the for my families. I'm available anytime that they need to. And yeah. So I thank you guys so much for this chat.
Hey.
This would go so great with what we do in the community to continue to support our community, but also support our children as well. So breaking generation well.
Last question. Do I got a time for a question for her?
Go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so.
Go right ahead.
You was nervous at first. You doing your thing. So Dr. Sebi was the one that's really been the thing, the kind of the name behind holistic healing and alternative healing.
Yes.
They got a lot of pushback and a lot of, you know, it's a big controversy. So help me out here. If you're talking about holistic healing and different natural, you know, herbs and things, meds, help me ease my mind, because what we'll do is say one thing, it's all good, but really be nervous. Ease my mind if I'm nervous about going away from the traditional hospital way, the hospital white doctors, whatever. The natural way. I don't even want to say white. I just want to say the natural way of doing it. Well, natural. I'm using the wrong words. The commercial way of healing versus your way or your team's way. It make me feel better about that, because otherwise I'm just thinking about some voodoo. You whipped it up in the back. You whipped it up in the basement. Nobody checked it.
Whipping it up, no. Right. I mean,
fingernail polish. Holistic
medicine, that can look different in so many different ways. Right. It depends on the person. When you said the hoodoo, the voodoo thing, I was like, oh yeah, I understand. Like,
right.
But it's not just that. Like when I'm doing it, I listen to what's going on with you. The herbs that I will have you to take, it's not only to just be a substitute of what you're going through now to help with your pain, but it also root work what is going on with your body and why it's causing that pain.
You explain each thing to me?
The
background, side effects, all that?
Yes. Talk to me about it? Sit down and we'll talk about it, the side effects. And if you're taking other medicine, I will tell you herbs that you can still be able to take that medicine with, and herbs that you cannot take that medicine with. A lot of people don't understand when I say holistic, it's not just the herb aspect as well. It's the mental health. Also, it's your body, you know, too. So we can talk and do Reiki for you.
I'm a Zen guy, so I can feel what you say. Yeah.
Yeah.
We on the same.
Okay. You know, yoga, sound therapy. It's everything wrapped around the root of what is causing it, not just the symptom that you're having. And that's what people don't understand. When we're taking medicine, for the symptoms. We're not going to the root cause and treating that root cause of what we're going through, high blood pressure.
You're cutting the dandelion off, but the root is still going to come.
Exactly.
It's going to be there in 6 months. Yeah.
And that's, but you got to also remember, this is a business. So if you are healing the root, I was going to say something else, but it's a radio station.
Yes,
but why are you going to come back and give me more money? But if I just do your symptoms, then you're getting side effects too because of that medicine.
They tell you you take this, this may cause X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, they'll tell you, but they don't tell you all the symptoms. They tell you the main three system. And we're not, you know, with the commercials too, but we're talking about more when you go into your doctors.
Right.
You know, you get this medicine, you get high blood pressure, but then all of a sudden now you have a heart failure. Right. Because that medicine, they're not going to tell you this may cause heart failure this may cause migraines or you cannot take this before you drive, you know, before you drive and stuff. So it's all that. But holistic medicine, we're going to the root. We're making sure we're understanding you. We're listening to you. You're not a number, or you're not a dollar sign.
Right.
You're a person, and we actually get to understand, and we listen to you. And sometimes our root cause of our diseases, as they will say, or are the word's not coming, so I'm just going to stick with the diseases. Our diseases is also trauma. And right. A lot of times we don't have to take medicine pertaining
it's
to
almost
that.
Almost mental health
yeah.
combined with physical health.
Yeah. Like right. high blood pressure. You can treat
stress.
And we've you been can treat about that. Self-care. I said that March was self-care. Every day I come on the show, we talk about different ways to get ahead of a lot of these things through self-care.
Yeah.
And today we was talking about fasting.
Yeah.
Today was fasting. And you're so on time, doctor, when you talk about taking care of yourself, letting the body heal, yeah. things like that. So, but I'll tell people, there's other ways to get to healing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people should do their research and see what fits.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing, is to see what fits with you. And excuse me, because that'd probably be one of my parents. But that's the whole thing, to see what fits you. And what people don't understand when we're, and I'm not saying not going to, don't go to the doctor. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, you always got to consult.
I'm not saying that.
Here's an alternative. Here's an alternative. Here's another lane that you can
explore. I always say consult them too. Do your research.
Yeah.
Go through the process. Do your research and figure out what fits you and what you're going through.
And I tell my people all the time, you know, educate them, because they're not going to school to learn about anything that the earth provides for us. They go to school to learn the pharmaceutical medicine that is made for them. But I also tell people, if you understand and realize the medicine that they're making in these factories or whatever, they had to get it from an herb.
Right.
Just like with our ibuprofens, you know, there's additives to that. But the one herb that they took from was, and I use this, I use it all the time, but now I'm on these cameras. I came wild lettuce, which is a natural ibuprofen. You can grow that here in Wisconsin as well, and it will come back every year.
Wow.
So, but that was one of the herbs that they use. And if you do your research, you will actually find that this is one of the herbs that they use. Just like aspirin came from an herb. So a lot of these pain medicines and a lot of these blood pressure and stuff, they took from a herb and they just added everything else to it.
And put like, a pretty like, name on it, like, long name on it that you like,
long
pronounce.
Name.
Put a long name.
You be like, what's that?
I got a question real quick about the wild lettuce, though,
yes.
doctor.
Yes.
Okay, because when I looked at the wild lettuce, I've actually seen this many a times in my lifetime, and I'm just thinking it's just a weed.
It is a weed.
So when it comes down to even taking this wild lettuce, how much do you need of it? Is it just a leaf? Is it the whole plant? Do I need to eat?
So it would depend. Like I tell people, when you're going and picking out your dandelions and things like that, we always still need to be cautious. But the wild lettuce, it depends. So if you're drying it because of the oils that stays within the plant while it's dry, you can use less. But if you're keeping it as a live plant and you're just picking it and putting it in your water because of the water also that's in that plant, you have to use more because there's more water in the plant than what it is with the oil inside the plant. Why it's still alive, as I would say. Because plants is alive. I don't care what nobody say. Have y'all ever sniffed y'all garden and breathe?
My mom talked to the plants.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I do too. We play Bob Marley and everything. My plant's black. I'm sorry.
If you're just joining us, you're on Truth 101.7. Hopefully you're on YouTube, you're on the app, or you listening live on 101.7 FM. We got the Tory Lowe Show. You know how we do it from 1 to 4. Ben Jammin is holding it down. Doc Beats, special guest. And of course, your check winner.
Yes, boo.
Your check winner is who? Who is this lady?
Hey.
Doctor.
Dr. Shanice Bakay.
Bakay. Hey, look.
Wait, well, on that
but
note, wait,
I want to go to, I'm sorry. I want to go to what you were saying.
She went from being shy. She put on the shoulder. Let me just leave.
Dr. Shanice Bakay.
I got one question.
In the studio. Go ready.
I'll let her go, then I'll ask my question.
Okay,
I'll ask you the question.
Here we go.
Because, you know, we are, it's been 5 years since the pandemic. People have been talking about the pandemic. You know where I'm finna go, Tori.
Go right ahead.
So should people have been taking the wild lettuce instead of the vaccine, or?
So wild lettuce is an ibuprofen. It's a pain medicine. I'm not going to get too much in detail because I think I went over my time. I mean, I can always come back. We can get in detail.
We can definitely get back.
But I tell people, I let people know that for me and my family, we didn't get the vaccine and we have not caught COVID.
Right, right.
So, but there was herbs that we grew in our backyard that actually helped. And these herbs is one of the herbs that actually fights against viruses that you can grow, which, again, you would see it as a weed. Mm-hmm. But I can't tell people what they should have done and what they shouldn't because we all are on people. You know, I can't, unlike doctors, don't put this in your body. Nigga, if we eat, excuse my language.
Okay.
If we're eating, Sorry.
You know, you get your black card. You get to keep your black card.
Hey, here we go.
But if you're eating food.
We just going to have to bring you back.
I'm sorry.
We going to have to bring you back.
Audience, I apologize for that word, too. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Hey, we got to bring you back. Dr. Shanice Backcave.
But we can talk more, man. And you can also reach out to me and I can give you a whole list and rundowns of what you can do to even help any if you catch any of the viruses, flu or anything, there is herbs that can actually help you. As well as there is herbs that is antibiotics that will actually help you too, instead of taking ones that will also kill your bad bacteria. So your good bacteria, I mean.
That sounds amazing.
There's a lot to it. I mean, yeah,
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Somebody said give your information one more time.
All right, so you can reach me on my cell at 262-457-9815. That comes personally to me. You can find...
Say that one more time.
262-457-9815. Don't think I'm crazy giving out my number, y'all, but...
Hey,
that's the best way to reach.
Okay, all right,
they can look you up online.
Or you can look me up online, Mommy Beautiful Sunrise. If you just Google Mommy's Beautiful Sunrise, it will literally pop up right there. You can email me at info at mommybeautifulsunriseinc.org, or you can find us on Facebook, Mommy's Beautiful Sunrise Inc. and Mommy Beautiful Sunrise Inc. Remember, it's MOMMY. Not MOMMI.
Well, thank you for coming through. Hey, when we come back.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, we'll get the final thoughts on the show today. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, is on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And look, y'all do not want to miss out on this cleanup. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com. That's truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up to be a volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers we'll get free lunch provided by Cousin Subs, the Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE, sponsored by Cousin Subs, Raise Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, and Waste Management. Hey, it's going to be powerful now. Go register right now. Doc B., another powerful conversation.
We done did it again. Oh, man, that was nice, man.
Hey, look.
Respectful.
Thank you for hanging out with me on this Friday.
No doubt. Can I throw a couple things out?
Yeah, go talk about the bruh man. Let me hurry up. Because when you hear the music, it's time to go.
For sure. Okay, man. For sure. Okay. Well, bruh man, from the fifth flow, four fingers in the air, myself, Doc B, in a star-studded cast going on next week, Saturday. Get your tickets. That's the 22nd, March 22nd. And, the doors open at 7, so even if you go to that Adidas party, it's over at 7. It's 3 to 7. Come kick it with us at 8 o'clock for show. 7 o'clock, doors open. 8 o'clock is on with yours truly, Doc B. And Mr. CL and the Outlet the outlet app, we both sponsor you two tickets. So you got two tickets coming.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, Mr. CL just said, yeah, definitely give him some tickets.
Tell CL, I said, that's powerful.
That's powerful, CL.
All right.
Do you give in to Sagittarius? Do you give in?
Hey, I'm a Cancer, so you ain't never giving in.
You ain't giving in?
Okay. Hey.
And I'll see y'all tonight at Bronzeville. All right. 7 o'clock.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you this. I appreciate Truth Nation for tapping in to the show today. Look, have a fun, safe weekend. Keep your head on the swivel. Look both ways before you cross the street. And green don't always mean go. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris, I'm next.
Let's get it.
Through they teeth, hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by they threats. Then get busy on they. See, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glitter may not be gold, don't let nobody play, man.